resident or non-resident wishing to address the council, please stand up and approach the council, state your name, address, and comments. So if anyone would like to do so at that time.
My name is Emily Hall. My address is 454 West College. One of my questions is, why are we trying to take money from utilities? Why is the city not sustaining and taking care of it themselves? Why are we digging into funds that are for the utility for a backup if there's an emergency? Why was the school told way back when that these funds were ready to lock and load when they weren't? This is going to affect these townspeople. This is not so much a question, but this is a statement. This is going to affect a lot of blue-collar people, hard-working people. You guys take this money, utility bills go up, or if there's an emergency, what's going to stop you guys from taking more money? At what point in time is the kid's hand not going to be in mom's chains for me? At what point is this going to stop? Because this ain't never happened before. And it should not be happening now.
Thank you.
Carl Gurney, I got about the same agenda item here with the funds taken out of there. Maybe this is a moot point now since the city's going to get $2.3 million in the CARES Act funding. Maybe you're going to use that for that to tear down those buildings out there. I don't think this is right. What's going to happen when something unexpected happens? Are we going to raise the utility rates for the folks here in this town then to recover these costs if you're going to use to tear down the buildings? And then I see here on the minutes of March 8th, I believe, where Mr. Aarons had stated that you were obligated to tear down a building for the school system. When I checked at the courthouse today, I see where the city maintained that little sliver of land in there with all the buildings on it. And my question is, if you're obligated, why don't you tear down one building at a time under city expenses? I mean, this is not, utility company did not take on the half center property. The city did, and to me, it's their obligation.
Thank you.
I'm Jason Coney, 412 Shamrock Drive. I'm here to let the council know I'm against them taking $1.7 million from the utility company. Those funds are emergency reserve funds used to provide secure, reliable, and affordable utilities to the citizens of this community. Those funds are not and have never been intended to bail the city out for bad business deals and money mismanagement.
Thank you.
My name's Keith Sam, and I live at Lakeview Trailer Court, and I'm teetotal against $1.7 million. How many years did it take the utility company to build up that kind of a reserve? And to me, you all wasn't very transparent in it. The time I sent up was Friday, and what I hear is almost a done deal on Monday. You all, to me, were more worried about the size of fences and stuff like that, which to me is trivial compared to this. It's just looked like it was going to slide through. And I was, about a week and a half ago, I was talking to one of your chamber members here, and he told me, I said, down at Casey's, I said, we had an 80-30. I said, what are you going to do with the HAB Center? He said, oh, we got an 80-20. I said, really? I said, it's a good thing we paid the 20 and not the 80. And now, he must have knew then that this was going on. And this just, me is just totally out of line. You know, years ago, we loaded down a line of golf course and we borrowed money from the municipality. And now we got this. It seems like our vote or anything we do goes up to county, whatever you all deem good for the community. But still, the representation is, you ought to have more transcendence. Say, hey, you know, maybe we better talk with people and have several deals to check on this instead of just. And that's my feeling on it.
I do have one more question, and this, I just like to use up my 3 minutes. Do y'all have a side agreement with the school on this property where you agreed to tear down those buildings? On this title that you transferred, quit claim deed, I see no addendum on here where we agreed, the city agreed to do any of the such, tear down buildings in order for this title.
That's part of the original.
Pardon me?
That was part of the original legal agreement, Carl. That may, the quick claim you may be referring to was the forensics building transfer. This was part of the original all-encompassing agreement.
Okay, this was track number 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
I mean, where is the side agreement? Excuse me.
There's no side agreement. It's the original contract that we have with the district.
My understanding of the municipality is the city council, it ain't the board, and Lexi's on that board, and then the board runs the city council, runs the municipality, and the city council's out of it. We elect the city council elects this, it's ran by them, so why are we even having a meeting about it at the city council? The sign's coming, stepping over the line and unethical to me. And I don't know if that's how it works for sure, but that's what it looks to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm Tom McRoberts, and I think the demolition of the buildings on the Hab Center is an excellent idea. The buildings are an eyesore, they are a liability, they are functionally obsolete. There is no way they can ever be any kind of an asset to the city of Marshall. The funds are available. If we have reserve funds, that falls into the category of money isn't any good unless you spend it. So why not spend it for the betterment of the city? Use this money to clean up the asbestos, everything that's out there. Get this ground transferred to the school district so the school district can start building a world-class education center.
That's fine with the city money.
Mayor, I'd like to address some of this.
Okay.
I don't know, we've talked about this for quite some time now before we addressed the Ministry of Utilities, but we all feel that we're all city, whether it be the sewer department, water department, electric department, whatever department is in the city is the city. And the council has every right in the world to do whatever's necessary to do what's for Marshall and what we think is for the betterment of the city. Now, whether you think it's for the betterment of the city, you elected us as councilmen and the mayor, and I feel that the electric company, the municipal utilities, is part of the Marshall, Missouri entity. So if they've got a little bit of money they can give to us and not hurt them, we don't want to hurt them. We don't want to drive them in bankruptcy. All we want to do is get some things done around here, and it's what it's going to take is to borrow some money from the city, or to take some money from the city, which is the city, then we're going to do it. I think the rest of the council feels the same way I do, but...
So it's been decided?
What?
So why are we here? It's been decided.
No, I don't think that's the case.
That's what he said.
That's pretty arrogant, Ed.
He says.
It says it's not a municipality?
He said, "That's what we're going to do."
So I'd like to comment a little bit on this as well. So when we talk about $1.7 million, it's getting thrown out there a lot, all over the place, and certainly there's a lot of money to a lot of people. But just let's put it in perspective of where we are as a city and then also MMU. This is the annual report for MMU. Looking at the last fiscal year that was completed, 2019-2020, their revenues were $29.5 million and change. The fund balance before that fiscal year started on 10-1-19 was $29,397,000, almost dollar for dollar. 1 year later, at 9-30-20, their reserves grew to $31.5 million, so they added $2 million to their reserves year over year. Investments, which is just CDs, of that $31.5 million is $18.7 million from CDs. And if anybody's following the market and understands investing, just the nature of where we are today in society, we're not making hardly anything on that money today. And that's not to say anybody on this council believes that the MMU should not have reserves. And there's nobody on this council, I believe, that doesn't believe they should have large amounts of reserve. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. We've been talking to the MMU board for not months, but years about this. So it shouldn't be a surprise to them. I think they're on board why it's the greater good. But when we put it in perspective, 1.7 versus 31.5, which again, they certainly need it. But we also have a great need for the greater good of the community. One of the interesting facts, again, staying on the fact base, MMU has told us time and time again that each department is run independently and separately, should run on its own separately, right? The profit and loss, the gas, the internet, the sewer, the water, all run stands on its own. So that's one of the many reasons why we're talking about the natural gas reserves, which is $3.2 million, $2.5 million in the CD year over year setting there. Because I can promise you today, and I've heard this many times, that your utility is going to go up. I promise everybody in this room, your natural gas prices are not going to go up. You know why? Because we don't sell natural gas directly to citizens. All right, it's from Liberty. Over the 14, 15 years or whatever we've had the natural gas line, we've had one customer in Malta Bend. So it's impossible, if it holds true, that each department stands on its own, like they've told us in the past, it will not go up. And I guess thirdly, you talk about increasing rates, and you know, our job as city council, you know, we always have the right to refuse any rate increases. We always have the right to refuse any budgets. We approve their board. We also approve any large contracts. And just look at the past history of the last year. City council and MMU board has worked towards reducing your electric fees by 7.5%.
I take that back. Jeff Bergstrom have worked to reduce. That's, and I will tell you right now, just like I spoke earlier, how long is this going to go on? How long is the city council going to have their hands in somebody's pocket to do what they want, to get what they want done? At what point is this going to stop? I mean, for this project, we have to still sustain and take care of the community and make sure they have reliable utility, reliable water sources, reliable sewer. We have to make sure that all that is sustainable, and we have to have a fund to keep that up. But every time the city deemed it fit to take money for this project and this project and this project, it was like that gentleman said, it was a poor investment on the city's behalf.
So I reject the notion that we're going to take it out of their coffers each and every time. It's never been done before, like you said.
Then why now?
Because it's needed by the community for the greater good.
Then where is the
because
city's
it's
money?
Needed by the community
then
for the greater good.
The
and I believe,
money?
Excuse me, ma'am. So the 1.7, it's not going to touch anybody's It's not going to affect MMU day to day. I truly believe that. It's not going to affect an employee or their raises or anything that happens. And I truly believe after talking with the MMU board for, again, not months, years, this, we talk about 7.5%, I appreciate the young lady's comment, but it started all the way back to Kyle and Ken. We've had these discussions. So I reject all those comments, and it certainly is the greater good of the community, and it's, it is not going to do anything to counteract anything MMU does, and they're going to, we certainly do not ever want to put them in harm's way. And we've had these conversations time and time and time again.
So this is the same funds from the August letter to the schools about already having the funds secured?
No, this was at that particular time.
Different funds.
At that particular time, we thought we would have a lot of opportunities for CBG funds and some other grant opportunities going into this contract with the school. And we went to everybody, right? So we went to Valley, we went to school, we went to MMU, we went to everybody to say, what can we do with this piece of land? What we weren't going to do is let it sit there like the old hospital, right? And that's what will happen if we don't take action, right? So for the greater good, there's an end game in all of this. So to answer your question, no. And we're in a situation now that, again, I believe, it's my belief and my hope that the MMU board, it follows that procedure and we can move forward and make it better for all in the community, not just one department of the city. And that's all I have to say.
On that deal, then why can't the city use $2.3 million they're going to get from the CARES Act? I just read that in
sure.
paper. And then another thing, if it's for the greater good of the community, what's stopping you from raiding MMU utilities and building a new school that the taxpayers voted down? It's for the greater good of the community, you could say. So what's stopping that?
So the first question I'll answer about the $2.4 million that we just discovered we're going to get within last week, we have no idea what strings are attached. Just like anything in government, it takes forever. Right now, what we're hearing today, which could change tomorrow, is the larger entities, the Kansas City, St. Louis, and Springfield, will get their money within 60, 90 days. Other people, it might be a year. And what can we use that for? The first document that I read was it has to be tied to COVID-19, something COVID-19 related. Well, the HAB Center was there long before COVID, and if we don't do something, it's going to be there long after COVID. As far as taking money from MMU, again, for the school district, that's it's a little bit of a reach compared to the small amount that we believe we have the board agreement with the city council. And I'll stop talking.
You know, something that kind of bothers me a little bit is if this is for the school, and the school's got its taxes, and the city's got its taxes, and it looks like we're being double taxed. Because if we're doing it for the school, and the schools are already taxing us, so you go over there and you give it to them, it looks like we're being double taxed for the school.
I don't know that this specifically addresses that comment that we're trying to double tax. I think that's a stretch, but I had, you know, kind of in my mind been going over this, and I was going to make my comments when the item actually comes up on the agenda, but I wanted to take a moment and give at least my comments about what's been portrayed a very strong, nasty word of that the city's trying to steal any funds from anyone. That's the last thing that anybody's trying to do is something, whether you want to call it unethical or illegal, not happening. Over the last several years, the city has, and to also address the comments about maybe poor management, over the last several years, the city has, by the tireless work of our budget committee, been operating on a balanced budget. We trim expenses where possible while making sure to be able to provide services and benefits upon which both citizens and employees have come to rely. It's getting tougher as costs continue to go up and the revenue streams coming in are not as forceful as the costs going up. And to do so, we also have major projects such as the demolition of the old HAB Center. The city doesn't owe anything to the school district by way of delivering a clean site to them for future development, but it is what was committed to in an effort to do what we can to help improve our district. It goes without saying, but I will anyway because some forget, what helps the school district helps the city, and that's true for other entities as well. Marshall is fortunate to have a municipally owned utility company, one in which has been professionally and efficiently run very well. I have and will continue to promote our utility infrastructure as one of Marshall's greatest assets and one of the finest selling points we have for recruitment in personal and business endeavors. However, the same pool of citizens and businesses will pay for that asset if we don't find ways to work together to achieve growth. Improving our schools, promoting our business climate, providing quality city services, and enhancing quality of life. It's a vicious circle, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't have the ability to grow without everyone working together to achieve those ends. And I know our budget crew, you know, they can better describe why and how the transfer of funds, you know, I'd like everyone to stop using the word take, steal, whatever it is, because it's not. The city council will be making a request. It's not ultimately their decision. And they can, you know, our budget crew can better describe why this is the best, and Kirk has addressed that. But it does help achieve a short-term goal, and it's the city's long-range plan for growth. And I would just like to thank the Board of Public Works for their willingness to even consider our request.
Kirk?
Yes, sir.
If I'm wrong, aren't you under a time crunch to get this?
We are. November of this year, and the gentleman's question earlier about why don't we knock down one building at a time, because it's just not cost effective. We got a really, really good deal at $1.7 million to have somebody come in and not have our labor. We can't do it physically. We don't have the equipment to do it. While we wish you could, it takes us forever to do anything, it seems like. So we can't do it, and to piecemeal that out over years would cost double the amount that it would cost. If 1.7 is a great deal, I think you guys could probably acknowledge that based off the amount you pay. You know, you saw it, you've done demos at the power plant. It's expensive, and we're pretty excited about that number as much as we can get excited about a $1.7 million expenditure.
Was that put out on
this? This $1.7 million is not coming out of my pocket, your pocket, your pocket. This $1.7 million, Councilman Aarons referred to the natural gas pipeline that comes from Mid-Missouri Energy, the ethanol plant in Malta Bend. That money, the $1.7 million, comes from them. They're the only customer on that gas line. And am I correct that you maintain maybe a separate account for that?
MMU does.
Yeah. So Mid-Missouri Energy is paying the $1.7 million to demo those buildings. Mid-Missouri Energy does not pay taxes because of tax abatement for 25 years, I believe, when they built the plant. So this is basically their way of contributing back to the community for the betterment, as the mayor said, the whole circle, which includes Mid-Missouri Energy, the community, the city of Marshall, the school district. So that money is not coming out of your pocket. That money is not going to keep the city from fixing potholes, from picking up trash. That money is dedicated to a separate account, and that's where it's going to come from.
The one thing I was going to touch on when the ordinance came up, but since we're talking about it, you know, what we're really trying to do, when I mentioned greater good, I'll kind of elaborate on that a little bit, that we're trying to solve two of the biggest issues that we hear all the time in Marshall, schools and housing. Right? Those two things we hear all the time. When we're trying to recruit industry and jobs to our area, the first thing they ask is, how's the schools? It's a tough answer, right? Well, we got them all over, scattered all over town, and they're between 70 and 100 years old. They just drive by them. It's tough. It's a tough answer. And by getting the haps in the down and getting it to a point where we can deed that over to the school district, and hopefully they can, at the most cost-effective way as possible, to the citizens, get a school bond passed and create a safe environment of a centralized campus for elementary kids from pre-K to fifth or sixth or whatever they decide, is a powerful thing. Look what happened to Sedalia once they started doing new schools. And we're not very far. We're their competition. Look at our schools outside. Again, our teachers are fantastic versus their campus. That's kind of where we're at. And then secondarily, you know, say we can convince the industry and the jobs to come and, you know, don't worry about the schools. We don't have housing. We don't even have, we have 23 houses on the market today that don't have a pending contract. We don't have a place. So getting the HAP Center down, there's an end game to this, and then we can start on the Watermill and Lincoln project and hopefully creating a subdivision. And we just talked to a gentleman that's interested, and we're not talking low income, because that conspiracy theory has been thrown out there as well. We're talking $225,000, $250,000 houses, 60 to 70 different houses in that area, which is greatly needed in our community. It keeps people here spending money here. And then that's the catch, right? So what happens when we get 60 or 70 houses in the next 5 years? MMU gets more customers. They get 60 or 70 new customers. They sell electricity to, fiber to, water to, sewer to. So when they invest, there's actually a return on their investment. Albeit, and I'll give it granted to you, it's a long return on investment, no doubt about it. But earning 0.122% on a CD that's sitting in there for years after years after year, I like the end game. All we're trying to do is grow the community. Right? If city grows, MMU grows. The reverse is not always true. It's just how it is. Right? I hope and I believe that, and I want to thank the MMU board, that we've talked to them in length many, many times. We believe they're on board of growing the community at a small cost, and we hope we can make this transfer happen and start moving forward. So there is an end game to this. We're not stealing and not returning. There's an end game for them. There's a return on investment for MMU as well.
My thing is, if you all been talking all this length of time, why wouldn't anybody in the city notify until basically Friday?
Why weren't they notified?
Yeah, why didn't the people have, you know, say, hey guys, that's what we're trying to do. We've been working on this for years and years. And the only time I heard about it was Friday.
Well, I will say this, those conversations have not always went smoothly, right? It starts with negotiations and conversations back and forth and coming up with ideas. And again, we never ever want to put MMU at a point where we're going to put them at financial risk. So how do we do this as smart as possible?
Well, my deal is kind of let people know what's going on, what you're trying to do.
That's why we're
just doing it. Wow.
And that's why we're here. And that's why we vote on things over two meetings, right? We give everybody over a month. We're going to request that to make sure MMU knows about it as well. And we do that consistently over two meetings. But that's not to say anything that we do. It's always over two meetings.
You know, I know everything's not perfect. There's no such thing. But it just, to me, it looks like we're out here looking in and you all looking out. We don't know what's going on. You all know everything. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's there. And we're saying, well, what the hell is this all about?
And it just seems like another example of putting the cart before the horse, talking about just getting this property ready for the school for a bond issue that's been turned down how many times, when Mr. Hagedorn says it's a done deal, when the public has shown that they trust the school board about as much as we now trust Mr. Hagedorn.
Here's what I know. Nothing changes if nothing changes. We can continue to go down the same path we've been going for the last 20 or 30 years. How's that worked out for growth? It hasn't. All right? So whether you like, you know, myself or our opinions, we're trying to make the city bigger, stronger, grow the city, and continue to do the same thing we've always done. It's never going to, it's the definition of insanity.
I agree with what you're saying, but I guess I have a little confusion for me. I know that some of you were, I think, ran on the idea of moving Marshall forward, and that once you got on the council, that we would do that. I've lived here 19 years. I've seen more things closed, shut down, boarded up, that doesn't even exist now. And if, I don't know, maybe if you've got that much money left over, maybe we could give credit on our account so we could spend more money in Marshall, but there's nothing here to spend it on, because we haven't really moved forward. And I agree, if we don't move forward and continue to do the same thing we've always done, it is insanity. But I've really not seen much progress. I mean, Siegfried's has been closed almost as long as I've been here. That hospital, we've talked about it. We've talked about the plaza. We've talked about all these places, but I really just haven't seen much done towards that in moving Marshall forward. I mean,
yeah, no, it's a valid point. And the only difference, I would say, is those three things, the IGA, the old hospital, and the plaza, none of those are owned by the city or NMU. So if somebody doesn't want to sell, for example, the plaza, we tried to negotiate the owners of the plaza in New Jersey, they don't want to sell, we can't force them to sell. IGA, the same type of situation. Little hospital, we do not own that. We can't knock it down today because we do not physically own that. We do, the difference is we own, at this juncture, the HAB Center, and we see there's an opportunity. The reason why we took that project on is because we didn't want it to become the old hospital. I do not debate, progress is slow. Yes. I've lost a lot of hair because of it. It's just the nature of, unfortunately, the nature of government. I wish it could go faster. I agree with you 100% there.
I think we need to put maybe some more pressure on some of those places, because, you know, with pressure put in the right places on the right things, things can be done.
I do agree with that.
You know what I mean? And trying to do that, because when you come into Marshall, the last thing you see is the HAB Center.
Yeah.
The first things you see is what you're coming up Odell and you're coming up 65. Not saying I believe something needs to be done out there. Absolutely. It looks bad. But that's the last thing you see.
But you see the key difference, us owning it versus them. But I agree.
Well, I do see the difference.
Yeah.
But that's all moving forward. And we were moving this forward, though, before we got the HAB Center.
Yes, yes.
And that hasn't.
I agree.
And there is this vicious loop that we are in as a city. I mean, there's, as Kurt pointed out, there's the school district. So when we're talking to businesses, and businesses are we're trying to bring in, saying in non-retail type business, they look at our school districts and they say, gosh, why would we want to move there? We don't have housing to put employees, because, again, we can't get developers in because they look at our school districts and say, why do we want to move there? I see this as a huge opportunity to actually make some progress, get those buildings down, that frankly they are going to become an eyesore, and God forbid something gets hurt out there. I mean, we do have a school that sits right across from it. One kid gets in that school, gets injured, gets killed, 1.7 will look like a drop in the bucket, because I don't want to see that happen. And frankly, I think this is a good opportunity for Marshall. You know, we've had good discussions with MMU, you know, that went to their board meeting last week. They expressed favorability in this because they believe that that we need to do something forward too. We need to progress forward. This is part of economic development, though it may not look like it from the outside because we're tearing down buildings, but it truly is a starting point for economic development. There's just no other way to express that.
Let me add a little bit of history to the HAB Center. When the state abandoned that property out there, we were given the option to take it. And if we were not going to take it, they were going to sell it to somebody. And the opinion at that time of the council was it's 280 some acres out there. A lot of land, a lot of property that could be sold, and a lot of property that can be neglected and ignored. And the concern was that you can sell that, you can make the big money off of the undeveloped property out there, and still leave that center core of the HAB Center, and we'd have another hospital. And we couldn't have that. I mean, ultimately, the city is going to be responsible for taking, I mean, maybe not financially, but pushing to get that the hospital taken down, the same thing would have happened out here. We had to control that large of a piece of property to make sure it was developed in a way that was going to contribute to the city as opposed to just simply being a drag on the city. And one way to do it was to help the schools. If we could get property free from, well, I guess we gave them land 100 years ago for the HAB Center. If we could get property from them and give it to the school, school doesn't have to buy it. You know, they can run a lesser bond issue, they can buy, run the same bond issue, get more school for the money, whatever that school board decided. But part of the problem was, and if you want to go back to grocery stores and things like, we probably talked, what, 16, 18 different chains or more. And they consistently talked about the fact of schools. And one comment that was heard more than once is, if your public is not going to support the schools, why do we expect them to support us? Because the fear is, if Walmart sold beans for 3 cents a can cheaper, because what people wanted was a higher end grocery store. And those are huge investments. We're talking about millions of dollars to build a grocery store. But if beans were 3 cents cheaper, or peas or whatever they were, the people would go out there. And that would not support them. And they used the schools as that kind of primary model. That if your town's not going to support your schools, why do we think they're going to support us? And you know, we can't tell them that. We'd like to say, yeah, we hope they would. But we can't guarantee it. We can't do anything like that. But that's just a little bit of the history why we have that to begin with. And the reason we took it was intentionally to help the schools develop a 100-year-old buildings. My gosh, they were never designed to be that big or to be that old. But you know, we were just trying to develop a whole program that would kind of prime the pump, if nothing else, to get things moving for us. But we've hit so many grocery stores, and we keep getting the same response and the same issues. So, you know, moving Marshall forward, we tried lots of different vehicles, and none of them started up so far. And there were times when we thought we had one or two coming in, and all of a sudden, they do research on us. Any company that comes into Marshall, they're going to do tons of research on us, on our demographics and what we buy and what we don't buy and the money we make and everything else. And they have models. And if a community doesn't fit that model, the community doesn't come in. And that's what we're running into. We didn't fit those models of those companies. So, you know, there's going to have to be a change or a shift in what we're looking for. We'll just have to see what we can do to get that on.
You know, something that also, just what you said about them buildings in the Cape, you haven't heard. That lake down there is a terror when you got kids, because it's just natural. Kids in water holes, they're going to go to it. I mean, they'll walk them out of the way just a few foot down at the time, especially boy, just to walk through a water hole. And you got that huge lake down there, and you're trying to put more and more kids out there, oldest kids. And maybe not my lifetime, but it's going to happen something just with one of them kids that's going to fall in that lake. And you see.
Hope not. But
yeah, you know, you've always got a hope.
Any bond has got that option or possibility.
If you know, if we all had it, we'd all be millionaires in here. But it's a strong possibility, especially with kids. And we're going to have to put curb, guttering, and sidewalks all the way from Eastwood, coming up to the HAB Center. Slater don't have sidewalks. There's a lot of money that's still going to be invested because you're going to have to raise taxes. And I think it was brought up in that paper that you think about raising taxes or something. And, you know, get people in line, which I'm not saying all this is wrong, it's not. It's just kind of mind-boggling to me that 1914, I think, was when the municipal utilities come in, and it took to now to get into their money. at the big day, is there a law or something that you all couldn't do this? Because I know with Mark was here at one time, you all was trying.
I'm not a lawyer, but I think essentially all departments of the city are part of the city. You know, it's kind of like members of the family. That may be wrong, I don't know.
Any other business from the audience? Comments?